أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون. There is another evil trait and quality of the munafiqeen which Allah Ta'ala explains here. And as explained before, this is so that we could understand the munafiqeen, and they are the very dangerous ones who are with us and are just like us. They will make namaz with us, do everything, but in their heart they've got enmity of Islam and of the Muslims, etc. So that we could recognize them and stay away from the harm that they try and cause. And also these are such subtle things that come in within us also. We can easily be also part of those munafiqeen, and we should be afraid that these qualities don't come in us. So previously in the last ayat Allah explained another evil of their qualities, that when it is told to them to not cause destruction and harm on the earth, they say, but we are doing good. They will do all the harm, and with colorful language and presenting it in such a way, they will make it sound as though they are doing the good. Allah warns that they are the ones who are causing destruction, and they don't know it themselves also. Many a time a person is doing working against Islam, but he feels, I'm doing it for Islam, I'm doing it for Muslims, and he is convinced that I'm trying to do it for the good of the Muslims. But in actual fact, only that which is good for the Muslims, which has come from the Quran and Hadith and the lives of the Sahaba. In our minds, what we think, this is good for the Muslims, and we want to do good to them, that Allah Ta'ala declares that is not good at all. Only that which comes from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another evil quality of this, Allah explains, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمِنَ النَّاسِ. اور جب کہا جاتا ہے ان کو کہ ایمان لاؤ جس طرح ایمان لائے سب لوگ. And when it is told to them, bring ایمان, how all the people have brought ایمان. That is the Sahaba Ikram رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم, and specifically in there the Khulafai Rashideen, etc. When it is said, bring ایمان like them, then they say, must we bring, they reply, قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَحَا. تو لوگ تو کہتے ہیں, کیا ہم ایمان لائے جس طرح ایمان لائے ہو بے وقوف. نعوذ باللہ, they say, must we also bring ایمان like the stupid people brought ایمان. That is, those who brought ایمان on everything what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. For example, when the occasion of Miraj took place, then the people thought it was a good chance to turn Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a very respectful and prominent person in Makkah Sharif. This is our opportunity to make him turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they asked him that if somebody says that just in a little space of time of the night, he traveled to Baytul Muqaddas, from there to the seven heavens, and from there he returned again, and by the time he came, his bed was still warm, it had hardly become cold. Will you believe such a thing? He said, that is an impossible thing, it cannot happen. So they were very happy. They say, but your friend Muhammad says this happened to him. So immediately he said, then it is true. If he said so, I believe it 100%. So that is Iman, which is completely against our logic, our thinking. And when the people in all eras, there were those who thought, we are more clever, we know better. As on another occasion, the munafiqeen used to say that the deen of the Muslims have put them in deception. They just trust in Allah. They don't think of insurance. They don't think of anything. They just say, Allah will look after us. and Allah is enough for us. They must we believe like that? How those people believe? They are just like sheep, they're just following and going. Allah says that this is the true belief. That so we also have to see that is our belief according to Quran and Hadith. Whatever is from Quran and Hadith, which has come from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to believe in that 100%. And also this, that all that we believe in, it must not be that we are believing in it because we understand it. It must, our belief must be because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said so. Our belief must be on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which is on the wahi, the revelation of Allah ta'ala. Not only this makes sense to me, now this, so I believe this. No, everything we can verify. Did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say this? Is this the true deen? That definitely we can verify. Somebody might intentionally have told us, like there are many fabricated hadith which people have made also. Lot of bid'at practices that we have got. So that we can verify, is this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam? If it is from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and yet this ayat makes it clear that the standard of Iman is the standard of the Sahaba. We have to believe like that. And those, the Rawafid, the Shia, who na'uzu billah regard the Sahaba as non-Muslims, besides perhaps just a few, then that is completely wrong also. When Allah has made the criteria and the standard of Iman, that of the Sahaba, so that is what we have to believe in. So Allah Ta'ala declares then, Ala innahum humus sufaha'u, walakin la ya'lamun. Jaan lo, wahi hai bewaquf, lekin nahi jaante. They themselves are the stupid people, but they don't even know it. And this is when a person is stupid and he doesn't even know he's stupid. Then it's very difficult to get that person on track. If a person is ignorant and he knows I'm ignorant, he will want to learn. But when he's ignorant and he thinks his ignorance is the right thing, then how can you correct such a person? Which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person takes poison to be medicine, and medicine is poison, now what hope can you have of the good health of such a person? So with regard to our Iman, you must understand, it isn't our modern criteria, it isn't what the West or the East says, it is what the Quran says, and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us, and mashallah, Allah himself has promised to look after that pure deen, and it will always be there, though the numbers will always be dwindling, but if they will be there, and it is for us to look for those people who are following the true deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our Iman and our whole practice of deen must be also according to that of the Sahaba, which was 100% there of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq.